Israel is deeply sorry.
So, Regev, at the current rate of progress, how many more women, children, or old people do you expect to kill?
Well, I don't think we want to kill anyone.
Israel does not target civilians.
How do you explain that? All of these women and children, all these civilians killed.
Nineteen people, most from one family, were killed in an artillery barrage in the middle of the night. Most of the victims, women and children, all in the village of Beit Hanun.
And the big question really has to be, why did Israel send so many artillery shells into an area that quite clearly was full of civilians?
In Jerusalem, the Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, has said a technical failure by Israeli artillery was responsible for the death.
Are we supposed to take seriously the comments of your Prime Minister when he says, "I am sorry from the bottom of my heart"? Are we really supposed to take that seriously?
Deeply sorry.
All Israelis felt very sorry about.
As I said before, Israel deeply, deeply is sorrowful.
Which we regret.
Israel deeply regrets this.
And we deeply regret.
But that doesn't mean that Israel won't continue. Sorry. 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 Deeply sorry. Israel deeply regrets this. Sorry. 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 Sorry.
When is enough enough?
It's a mistake.
It was not a deliberate attack on these civilians.
It's a mistake.
But there is absolutely, absolutely no intention behind it.
It's a mistake.
Despite what you say, there remains that suspicion, along with the incident where a family were killed on the beach in Gaza a few weeks ago, along with the Qarna refugee camp in South Lebanon in 1986.
It's a mistake.
I don't know whether Israel can always say that it's a mistake.
It's a mistake.
When it perpetrates so many massacres while they were asleep, one family, complete family wiped out when they were asleep. You know, Israel cannot go on saying this to the world.
It's a mistake.
Killing innocent civilians, including women and children.
The Idiot newspaper says this was not a mistake, this was a disaster. It's a regrettable mistake when you step on someone's toe, not when you kill 11 members of one family.
It's a mistake.
We should stand, all of us, against the killing of innocent people in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and not only against the killing of Americans. That's what we expect from the highly generous and trustworthy American people, whom we salute always, because we know when they know of killing people, they don't approve, and they make a stand as they did in the latest election.